Hi, Ted.
Hi, Fred.
Now, why this Mozart opera? I mean, you could conceivably have chosen any of several Mozart operas. Why the Magic Flute?
Well, there's a personal reason. It's the first Mozart opera that I became acquainted with, and I can't think of a nicer thing to do than to try to acquaint some others with this opera. It really also is a work that shows Mozart in a different and very interesting light. It's not one of the Italian comedies that were so great that he wrote before this. It's a different genre altogether, and you could say it's the first German romantic opera. It certainly does point in the direction of composers like Weber and Wagner, and so it's a work that looks forward. Most of all, it's just an opera full of beautiful music. Mozart's abilities as an orchestrator, as a stage composer, as someone who could make you smile and make you cry at the same time, are nowhere more evident than in this score.
Now, this is a 1964 recording you've picked out, and I want to get into this recording by way of one of the members of the cast. You've said that this Tamino is the greatest Tamino ever.
Yeah, he is, without a doubt. Fritz Wunderlich was fated to live only as long as Mozart himself did, dying before his 36th birthday. But he had become, by the time this recording was made in 1964, just a couple of years before he died, the greatest German tenor in this repertory, bar none. And he still holds that distinction for many of us, with recordings like this to prove it. Here is an artist of the greatest ability. He sings with beauty of tone, with maturity, with a sensitivity to the line that can inspire you, and yet no one seems to be able to equal this. It's something you simply have to hear with your own ears.
Tenor Fritz Wunderlich as Tamino, singing about falling in love with an image he's seeing in a picture there from the opening act of Mozart's opera The Magic Flute, a 1964 recording. Fritz Wunderlich with the Berlin Philharmonic, the Rias Chamber Choir. Carl Böhm is the conductor. And Fritz Wunderlich, just one of a remarkable cast, and we'll talk about some of the other members of the cast here in just a moment. Now, we don't have time to fully synopsize this, but basically there are two couples. Their love is tested and found to be true. Now, the other couple here is Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and Lisa Otto as Papageno and Papagena.
Yeah, well, this opera is an allegory of good and evil on the one hand, but the other allegory is between two different paths to love. And we've just heard from Tamino that's the spiritual path to love. In fact, he falls in love with a picture. How spiritual can you get? The other one, though, is Papageno, the birdman, and he represents our earthy appetites, the carnal lust, but also the good-natured, non-heroic approach to love. Here's somebody who reluctantly goes through the trials, can't keep his mouth shut when he's told to do so, and yet still ends up with everything he wanted in life, which is food, a good glass of wine, and a beautiful young girl. And the person singing this role and bringing a lot of wisdom and a lot of genuine humor to it is Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, one of the great singers of our century. Here's Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and Lisa Otto as Papageno and Papagena singing about their version of love.
Bist du mir ganz gegeben?
Oh, bin ich dir ganz gegeben?
Now you could just hear them gazing into each other's eyes and yeah. just rapturously in love.
Kind of tongue-tied, you know, but isn't that the way it is? You meet the woman of your dreams and the face turns red and the blood drains from you. You don't know what to do. And that's what's so wonderful about this. This is as human as it gets.
Now that was Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and Lisa Otto as Papageno and Papagena. Now not only do we have this fabulous cast, but gosh darn it, we've got the Berlin Philharmonic.
Yeah. Yeah. And Carl Broom, who was one of the most distinguished Mozartians and a very experienced man of the theater.
Well, let's hear the overture from this recording. 1964 recording came out in 1966, and you can still find it on the Deutsche Grammophon label. Let's hear the overture, the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Carl Broom, the overture from Mozart's opera, The Magic Flute. Ted Libby, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Fred.